Hi, my name is Dr. Mark Alandari, and I'm an infectious diseases specialist in New Orleans.
Hi, my name is Hope Hickerson, and I'm a health education specialist and reporter. This is the Noise Filter Podcast, where an infectious diseases physician,
that's me, and a health education expert,
that's me, talk about what you need to know to keep yourself and your loved ones healthy.
For more information about Noise Filter, your public health podcast, and to watch and share our incredible informative animations, please visit us at noisefiltershow.com.
And if you like what you hear, don't forget to leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to us. So, let's get started.
Activity snacks to help with issues from sitting all day. Over half the world's occupations involve workers sitting down for most of their workday. Did you hear that? Over half the world's occupations. Goodness. Mm-hmm. Sitting for long periods of time can cause strain on the body. However, new research shows that a five-minute walk every 30 consecutive minutes of sitting can help reduce the stress on the body caused by sitting for a long time.
Sedentary or stationary lifestyles can increase the risk of cardiovascular disease, diabetes, hypertension, obesity, and hormone-related cancers. Studies have also shown that people who lead sedentary lifestyles are more likely to develop mental health disorders. Conversely, people who exercise tend to be happier. I don't know that I was happy yesterday, as my whole entire body is sore from my lifting session, but that's okay. That's neither here nor there. But using 11 volunteers, a research team tested four different what they call activity snacks in order to find out how to combat the deleterious effects of sitting, namely walking for 1 minute after 30 minutes, walking for 1 minute after 60 minutes, walking for 5 minutes after 30 minutes, and walking for 5 minutes after 60 minutes. Each of these strategies were compared to sitting without breaks. See, I thought they were talking about actual snacks. They're saying snack size. I'm like, ooh, what are the snacks?
Yeah. Activity snacks are different from Scooby snacks, okay? So, yeah. The researchers found that volunteers who walked for 5 minutes every half hour had lower blood sugar levels and blood pressure than those who sat continuously. Walking for 1 minute every hour lowered blood pressure, but not sugar. Compared to sitting all 8 hours, all walking strategies reduced blood pressure by 4 to 5 points. There was also a significant decrease in fatigue and improvement in mood for every type of activity snack, except walking 1 minute every hour.
Some helpful tips to keep moving throughout the day are, instead of sending an email, you could walk to a coworker's desk.
Unless, yes.
That is true. Unless you're working from home. You know, like, so we got to be cognizant of that, because a lot of people work from home these days. And I don't have any coworkers at home, you know?
Yes. But I support the not sending of emails.
Oh,
I already get too many emails a day.
That is very true. When you're on the phone, you could be walking. Now, I do that a lot. I do that a lot.
Yes.
And you could also make sure you keep getting up to refill your water bottle by bringing a smaller bottle to work.
Mm-hmm. Huh, that's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Although some managers may frown on workers walking away from their desks, the study proves that walking helps, and lowering of fatigue and better mood should be enough to get any manager's endorsement. I do have a walking desk, so I'm fortunate to have a treadmill that was created for walking. So it's not a running treadmill that sits under my desk, and I do my work there, and I find this to be incredibly helpful.
I actually kind of like walking outside just for the fresh air, because sitting in the computer inside the house all day, I'm like, okay,
yeah,
let me just walk out. And so before it gets blazing hot here in Louisiana, yes, I've been taking advantage of this weather by walking outside. But I have a walking desk as well, and it is incredibly helpful to get those steps up because I work from home. So that's my way of doing that if I'm not doing active exercising.
Absolutely. I think that what ultimately we are seeing here is that walking, irregular walking, is being seen as a positive thing to help break up your workday. And an associated story here that I'm going to make sure that we follow up on as well is that we are seeing now that entities that have 4-day work weeks. Have you seen this?
I have.
Studies.
Yes.
So this is a study that we'll definitely follow up on, that we are starting to see businesses shift to a 4-day work week because they are seeing that their workers are more productive with just 4-day work weeks. So that's something that we'll continue to follow up on as well.
And now if the U.S. could just adopt siestas as well, that'd be great.
I wonder if that will be a thing, but we'll see.
Antidepressant medications may cause emotional blunting. New research suggests that antidepressants may be linked to the cause of emotional blunting. Emotional blunting, blunt being a key word, is known as a lack of feeling of both happiness and sadness, making someone less responsive to both negative and positive feedback. In addition to helping people recover from depression, the blunting side effect can cause another kind of frustration when patients realize they are also immune from feelings of happiness and contentment that they remember feeling in the past.
In a way, this just may be how antidepressants work. While they alleviate some of the emotional pain that people with depression experience, they also seem to take away some of the enjoyment. Following 3 weeks of treatment with a selective serotonin reuptake inhibitor, also known as SSRIs, healthy volunteers become less responsive to positive and negative feedback. Patients could use the findings to make better informed decisions about their medications, and it should be noted that antidepressants are proving beneficial for many people.
According to one study, 40 to 60% of people taking antidepressant medication report feeling emotionally dull or finding things less enjoyable. As of yet, it is unclear whether this symptom is a drug side effect or a depression symptom.
Some doctors are concerned that people will see this and think the message is not to take the medication, so it is important to point out that this blunting won't affect everyone. Everyone is unique and the treatments are still therapeutic by usually diminishing the lowest of the lows. It is also true that people with depression can also feel blunted.
You know, I think I just wanted to be made very clear that this story is not saying that people should not take their antidepressants if they are depressed,
right,
and they prescribed them by a doctor. But it is a reality that people need to be made aware of. I think some people go into, with starting antidepressants and either they're not having those conversations with their physicians or it's not sinking in. And so this being a symptom needs to be very clear. Loved ones needs to know about this. There needs to be lots of information and resources to let people know this is a symptom to look out for, to get added support, maybe additional sessions with a psychiatrist or your mental health professional to help you through this phase, especially if it's, you're just getting on it or this is just happening to you, because I know a lot of risk can come from when a person first starts antidepressants and they're not made aware of this. And this is where a lot of suicidal risk can come from. I have a degree in mental health and I saw this in my practice. And so it is very, very important that people know about this and seek additional support during this time, especially when starting an antidepressant.
Thanks for listening to Noise Filter, your public health podcast.
Be sure to subscribe to the Noise Filter podcast, follow us on social media, and leave us a review letting us know your favorite part of the show.
You can find me, Hope Hickerson, at hopehickerson.com.
And you can find me at Dr. Mark Allen Derry or at The Dr. Derry. That's D-R-D-E-R-Y.
To see and share our amazing animations and find out more information about us, the show, as well as links to our social media, go to noisefiltershow.com.
We are grateful to our sponsors, including Access Health Louisiana and the End the Epidemic Initiative, who are working to bring equitable health outcomes to everyone they serve. Hope, any last words?
Stay well out there, folks, and continue taking steps to keep yourself and your loved ones healthy. That includes exercise, a good diet, getting adequate sleep, and seeing your healthcare providers regularly.
And protect yourself and others by getting the COVID-19 vaccine and booster, wearing a mask, and social distancing wherever possible. Remember, health is a human right.